Our elder spoke about something some moments ago. He said, remember from where you have fallen. This is a letter to the first church, the church in Ephesus, where Jesus appears as the Alpha and the Omega, and Jesus says, remember from whence you have fallen. Remember. I want us to know, that is why he was sent, to remind you from whence you have fallen. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He speaks about the heights. The height, the level from where you are falling, God wants to restore you back to that place. But to be restored back to that place, you must first of all remember. Mm. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when you remember, you now begin your flight or your ascent back to that place from whence you have fallen. Mm. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And in reality, we are speaking here about God's habitation, God's realm. God's realm is the realm that is high above all. And Jesus now affirming, saying, remember that you fell from that high place. Come back. Come back to your high place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let us first of all understand the nature of God as we go into this message, building up our faith in God. How many of us know he has come to restore our faith? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3 it says, can we turn there? Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen, we are not made of things which do appear. Let's stop there. I can call God's second name faith. You know why I say so? Because God operates by faith. We can see from this very statement that God, out of nothing, has made the things that appear. That means anything that you can see or perceive appears through something or from something that we cannot see. And that thing that we cannot see is God. How did this physical world appear? How did the things that appear from nothing? It is obvious that it's God that has brought these things through faith to light. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God has the possibility of making things appear as though they are. God can make things to appear and he can make situations to occur, and he does this by the power of faith. Because like we know, with God all things are possible. All things are possible. We always say with God all things are possible. All things are possible. But do you know today that that faith that God has is actually your faith also? If you can recognize the vine, which we heard about today, and reconnect to that vine. God today is giving every man a chance to actually experience that unlimited faith and to live by that unlimited faith once more. That is the power of God. Praise God. He says, without me, you can do nothing. Mm-hmm. Now he wants to connect you back to himself. So you can now do something. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He says that we that were not a nation, suddenly we have become a nation. We that were not a people, we have become a people in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're going to examine this thing they call faith again once more, because I want you to understand, Jesus Christ says, with God all things are possible. And he also says, to him that believeth, all things are possible. Have you believed the gospel? Have you believed the gospel of our Lord Jesus? The good news that is revealing to you your root in God. Have you believed? If you can believe and allow this good news to lead you into a new dispensation, you can operate with that faith of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That faith of God that says all power in heaven and earth has been given to me. Somebody said it belongs to him. And that him is you. Do you know that? Because you are in him. Can you understand, brethren? You are in him. He said that you are in him. Without you, there is no him. And without him, there is no you. We've always talked about the mystery of the vine and the branches. Without the branches, do you have a vine?
No.
You don't have a vine if you don't have the branches. It shows the interdependency with man and God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But we have to remember, these are things that have been forgotten by mankind. Mankind has no clue as to what God is. Mankind has no clue as to how to get to God. But thank God for the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ smiles and says, nobody knows the Father except the Son. And the Son is the one who is awakening today. You are that Son. Nobody knows God except you. And when you know yourself, you begin to know that you are actually connected to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eternally. Something that can never change. Praise God.
Amen.
So in this journey that we walk today, every man must learn to apply this faith that we have just spoken about. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We're going to go to a story. We all know the story of Jesus and the waves upon the sea, how Jesus walked on the sea. Let us read this thing together and understand what Jesus was telling us. Matthew chapter 14. I'm going to start from verse 22. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
And straightaway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him onto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now he has sent the multitudes away and he has now told the disciples to go to the other side, you know, that where he will meet them. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of us know that we are on a journey? We all are on a journey, aren't we?
Yes.
A journey to the other side. And as the Lord sets you out on this journey to the other side, he does not tell you what is going to happen along the way. All he tells you is that go to the other side. Now let us look at it on natural. Some of you have come over from faraway lands, isn't it?
Yeah.
In search of a dream. So you are on a journey. Just look at it on the natural realm, on the natural, you know, level in an interpretation. You are already on a journey here, and the Lord kind of sends you or agrees that you go on this journey. And there are six things that happen. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Amen.
Amen.
He went up to a mountain to pray and he was there alone. Are you ready to stand alone with the Lord? Amen.
Amen.
He went up a mountain to pray. That mountain speaks of a higher consciousness. Moving up into a higher consciousness. Prayer is all about connecting back to this thing that we have already spoken about, which is oneness with your God. How many of us realize that only through prayers and meditation that you can really remember from whence you have fallen? Only through prayers and meditation that you can keep yourself connected to the source, which is the Christ within you. Only through prayers and meditation you can keep yourself connected to the vine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus went up to that high mountain. Jesus is going to make that same journey the disciples are making, but he's doing it with a different consciousness. Because he goes up to a high mountain to pray. Praise God. He shows that Jesus was always in prayers. He was always in meditation. He was always keeping himself in remembrance of these things we are saying. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And let's move on. He says that, verse 24, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, that is the ship that was transporting the disciples, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He walked on the sea with Christ with a consciousness that is diverse than the way the other disciples went. The disciples just entered the boat and entered into the sea. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, when you are in the midst of the sea, what happens? You begin to see waves. How many of us have been in the sea before? Have you been to the sea? I didn't hear that. Oh, praise God. So you saw the boat. Did you see the boat go up? Did you experience waves?
More than waves. What do you go to? We are all seeing the waves.
Okay, amen. So we have people here who have experienced what it means to cross the sea. And you know what it means when the sea becomes turbulent.
Yeah.
Praise God. You have to look at it in the spiritual light. Because even in our journey in life, we go through moments where things look turbulent. Those moments will come. The turbulence will always be there. Let us not deceive ourselves. You will meet them one way or the other. Both rich, both big, both poor, both everybody that's one thing in common, they will meet their own way.
Yeah.
Praise God. Whether you get to the place of the president, Obama level, you see Obama now has gray hair.
The Bible.
If Obama didn't go through the presidency, I'm sure his hair will still be black.
He'll be younger.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Look old.
Yes. And when he talks about the challenges of that office, you could see the pain, the way he spoke. So you see that when you think everything is rosy from the outward, but there are challenges. He has his own waves to pass through. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, this waves will always be there in life. But there's something the Lord wants to give us, a key, whether we can, you know, walk over these waves as if they are not there. Do you believe it's possible?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the faith level He wants to, you know, cause us to arise to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the temptations come, it can be as if it's not there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another account says Jesus was in a boat and the boat was, you know, the waves came to carry the boat and carry the boat up and, you know, bring it down, and the things were very rough and Jesus was sleeping like a baby. Why was he sleeping like a baby? Because he was in another consciousness. He was in the Father. He had a communion with the Father. He knew that the Father was enveloping him. I mean, many of us here were afraid of, many people were afraid of plane crashes. Amen. I've seen very fine, handsome, literate people in big, big places. And when I speak, go out with them for dinner and I speak with them, they travel, these are men who travel for business and conference and meet. They tell me that flight thing. Only if they could avoid it. They can't stand it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's fear. You are afraid because you are not connected to the source. You are afraid because you have not known the love of God that surpasses knowledge. Because love casted out all
fear. Yes.
Not just ordinary love, not the love with husband and wife. Amen. Somebody say, well, I love my wife. That's not the type of love. We're talking of God love. The love of the Spirit, impartial. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So these challenges come, these are the waves. Financial problems, health problems, praise God. Amen. Physical problems, even the one that preaches healing, at times it will need healing. Do you know that?
Yes. I need that first.
Yes. Great. What I'm trying to say is wrong to preach healing. It's good. What I'm trying to say is not doing wrong. No, but what I'm trying to say is that the waves come around. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The waves come around, and when they come, is how you are connected with your God that stands, that makes you stand. Jesus had prayed. He had gone up to a high mountain to pray. Do we pray? God. That's not prayer. No. We're talking of being connected with your God in meditation, in continuity. Because the moment we disconnect, that is when we begin to see the waves. And you begin to sink again. I've experienced it, I know it. In many times we forget, and you know, the devil you know, is a liar. When you make that mistake, the devil says, yes, you're back here. Hallelujah. So let's go on. He says, and in the verse 25, I'm repeating, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when Jesus saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying it was a spirit, and they cried out for fear. First of all, they were already in fear of the waves.
Don't fear.
Now they are afraid of a spirit walking on the sea. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But straight away, Jesus spoke unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. Now that I is a capital letter I. That I is not just a human being. Hope you understand my point.
Yes.
That I is that high consciousness in which Jesus had entered into when he ascended the mountain to pray. You see the precedence of things. He had ascended to a high mountain to pray. And he was enveloped in the consciousness of the Father. As he walked there, he's not just a man, one of a woman. He had connected back to the Father. It is I. Don't fear, it is I. The I am that I am.
Yeah.
It is the I am that I am. Don't fear, it is I. That I does not have a name. That's why he says, I am the I am that I am. I am the bread of life. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. He doesn't have a name. He's the one that fills all in all.
Hallelujah.
He is before all things. And by him, all things created and all things consist. All things are maintained by him. It is I. Be not troubled. Be not afraid. That is our landmark. We men are afraid, isn't it?
Yes.
Men fear. What will happen? Am I going to experience that feeling again? It comes in different ways. Amen?
Amen.
Are they going to mess me up again? Are they going to... Something's going to happen again. Fear. Fear makes people even offend other people. Fear makes you do things that you don't want to do. Fear makes you go and put yourself into bondage with some kind of a witch doctor or whatever who will squeeze the hell out of life of you, from you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Be not troubled. Hallelujah. Be not afraid. Verse 28. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. You see, no two words. Come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the
water
to go to Jesus. Now, you see what happened there? Peter walked on the
water.
He walked. That is a miracle. He walked on the water for a few seconds, and that moment he had his eyes focused on Jesus, the author and finisher of his faith. He had his eyes focused on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, stay focused. Stay focused, because what happens now is that, look at it properly, you go down to verse, down that same verse, praise God, verse 30. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, why didst thou doubt? And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth thou art Son of
God.
Thou art Son of God, not son of a woman, but Son of God. You are not a human being, but you are a Son of God. Do you know that if Peter had walked to Jesus and walked back to that ship, they would worship him and say, you are Son of God. But one moment, he turns his eyes to look at the situation around him. And what happens? He says, oh, we don't finish. Amen. And he doubted. He was afraid and began to sink. Amen.
Amen.
Fear. Doubt. Fear. Doubt. But because this fear and doubt is very common among men. But how do we overcome it? Jesus gave us a clue. Prayer. Watchfulness. Prayer. Being in the Spirit. Praise God. That is the way we can overcome this thing called fear. Because fear, it leads to many things. Look at the sin of Adam. How did it start? When God appeared to Adam in the garden, Adam hid himself. And what did he tell God? I was afraid. When that thing they call fear comes in, it separates you from God. In God there is no fear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In God there is no fear. There is no doubt, no fear. So we must remain connected in the Spirit. Always remain in that high consciousness with which Jesus Christ walked upon the sea. That is the way we can have our journey in life peaceful and successful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Always having our eyes set on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus in another scripture says that, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Are we there? Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Are we there?
Precisely.
And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in
God.
In him, eh? Have faith in him. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And now look at what Jesus asked. Look at this hint here. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also may forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Now, I want us to know that these things are connected. You see the connection?
Yes.
These same verses are connected because now he's trying to talk about forgiveness. We must first of all learn to forgive ourselves. You know, at times, people don't forgive themselves. Amen.
Amen.
You have to You have to first of all forgive yourself and also forgive others. Now, he's teaching us today how we can attain to that faith. Because everybody says that, well, I want to pray and believe. I want to pray and not doubt. But how can you get to that level? It's by increasing in faith. Growing in faith. What we are saying here today are the most important things in life. Amen?
Amen.
You can have energy to do things and excel in life. You can have natural intelligence and excel in life in certain areas. But time will come in your life when that faith in God is the only thing that you will need. And that is the only thing that you will discover is of substance. Because the other ones will erode. But that faith in God is the one that you're going to obtain forever, that will take you into eternity. And it starts now. And that faith in God can provide for all your needs in this life and can keep you in perfect peace. You know that?
Yes.
It can obtain riches for you. It can actually prosper you in this life. He said that anything you ask the Father, He will do for you. It's not as if the Father is there, you know, throwing gifts at you. It's more of your faith that is acquiring these things. And faith comes with righteousness and oneness. How many of us here have grudges against our neighbors? Even we see these things in the very house of God. You know that? People hugging and praying together and all that, but if you see the war in the background, sister against sister, brother against brother, now you have these things in your heart and you want to reach out to God and say you will believe, the devil will be there at the corner laughing at you. As you are praying, you will be telling, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time, brother. Just forget it. Amen. Amen. That's how the devil works. He's the accuser of the brethren. He works in the heart. So when the heart, when you have these things, that's why Jesus says before you leave your gift, go and settle first with your brother. We have to learn to grow in one. That I that says it is I, we have to grow in him, in one identity. That means letting go of everything. Paul said that if I glory, I only glory in the cross of Jesus Christ. He has come to the place where he knows that death unto himself is the only way to life. Because everybody says it's right. Everybody says, I did the right thing, I know the right thing, I am the right person, isn't it? But when you have matured in the faith, you now know that nobody is right but God. I am not perfect as a man, but I am perfect in God. All things are possible through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Have we come to that level? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We, just like Jesus says, it is I, we have to enter into that consciousness. We have to grow into that one man. He said, I am the way. That I is the way. That's why we have to grow into that one man. Turn quickly to the book of Ephesians. We're going to look at the last verses. Ephesians chapter 4. One man. We have to grow into one man. Into one spiritual man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your prayer and your fasting and your whatever is to be found in this man. Is to increase in the knowledge of this man. Look at the work of the ministry here. What we are reading here is the work of the ministry. And everything you come here to do together, when we work together, we find a time to meet and to fellowship. This is the purpose. Read it here.
Ephesians
chapter 4, verse 11. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, for the perfect perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a
perfect
man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried away by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness, whereby the lying way to deceive. Now you can see all those waves that we saw just now in the sea. He explains these are the different beliefs, amen, winds of doctrines. You know, there are many doctrines everywhere. Many ways of believing. Many ways of seeing things. Praise God. Amen. All these are the winds of doctrines that toss you to and fro. Now you can leave the church today. You can leave here today and somebody meet you out there and tells you, look, I know of a man. Ah, that problem, forget it. Come, I know a man. He solves all the problems. Just a telephone call and you know a little bit of euros. Small money doesn't cost much. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that man, he don't help many people. I know of a witch doctor, he's good. Come, you know, and it could be from your mother, your parents. It could be from your brother, somebody you love from home. He tells you, oh, you've not found your way yet. Come, get better. I know of somebody. You've not married a husband? I know of somebody. He will help you out. Don't worry. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you get a phone call, and after service, you know, you're making those calls in secret. You leave your house at night when nobody is listening, and you're calling them, you know, to help your situation. And you probably send some money over. At the end, just little money, it starts off with little, and gradually when the problem increases,
the
money increases. Amen? These are the winds of doctrines. What they will do is to make you fear first. They will tell you, they will open your eyes to see how bad the thing is. But they say anyway, there is a solution. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
They will get you first with fear. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, some people have left these places and up to today, the fear of what they've heard and what they've seen still follows them. Do you know that? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But when you walk with God, you have to learn to believe in the invisible. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Anybody that comes to God must first of all believe that He is and is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Look at all the people that sought God and were blessed of old. Did they see any physical thing? Rather, it was the ones that saw the physical things that fell by the wayside. The more they see, the less they believe. See how mysterious a man can be? The Israelites walked through the Red Sea. Yet, that was not enough. Can any witch doctor tell you to walk through a Red Sea? They walked through the Red Sea, but yet, that was not enough to show how hard the heart of a man can be. When I'm accusing them, this is the nature of a natural man. That's why it's good to humble yourself in continuous meditation in the Word, continuous listening to the Word of God. Praise God. The moment you stop listening, things begin to go, you know, haywire. Praise God.
Amen.
So he said that we should grow into the stature of the fullness of Christ, growing up into one man. Look at that one man. That one man is the man we call I am. This is the mystery of the ages. God is revealing to us today a body. He has given to us a body. God loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son. Not that He gave us so that we can walk in Him as one body, one unit. That's why we must put aside every bitterness, every malice, and walk like babies. Somebody says he wants to have that faith of God where all things are possible. It's not possible without walking in love. The faith of God works by love. It works by innocence, love. There is no shortcut to the power of God. If not, people will have the power of God and abuse it. You must become like a baby to possess God in his entirety. And a baby cannot have. The moment we now begin to be wise and try to be, you know, act as a man, you can't get that power. It will not work. It can't work with you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You must come to the place where we can boast like Paul, that I boast only in the cross of Jesus. Because that was the, that he has discovered that is the power of life. It's no longer I.
Amen.
Praise God. But it is the Lord working in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us grow in this knowledge. Grow in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Recognize this I am that I am. Recognize the body of Christ, which is actually in the midst of you all. He says, well, he's in the midst of you all. Go down to verse. Can somebody read verse? The early verse, chapter 4 from verse 1. I'm going to tell you when to stop. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 1.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord,
yes,
beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, enduring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
See, the unity of the Spirit, carry on. Huh?
There is one body.
There is one
body.
One Spirit.
One Spirit.
Just as you were called in one hope of
one
your
hope.
Calling. One Lord.
One Lord.
One faith.
One faith.
One baptism.
One baptism.
One God.
One God.
One Father.
One Father.
Of all.
One Father of all.
Who is above all.
Who is above
and
all.
Through all.
Through
and
all.
In you all.
In you all.
Amen.
Can we stop there? Can you listen to that word? There is one body. Can we repeat that? There is one body.
There is one body.
There is one Lord.
There
is one God.
There is one God.
There is one God.
There is one Father.
One Father.
And it's in the midst of you all.
And it's in the midst of you all.
Amen.
Amen.
We are admonished to keep this bond, this unity of the faith. This is to grow in that one man. That is where we can walk upon the man, upon the seas. It works by love. Amen.
Amen.
That means I don't hate anybody. I don't wish any man bad. Rather, I recognize that one as my brother. We may not agree in this present world, but I see beyond this world. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There are certain things that might not ever manifest physically in this natural realm, but I've seen beyond this world. I've overcome this world, and I see beyond the natural. Praise God. Even the one that despises me today and laughs at my message, that mocks me. Amen?
Amen.
I have seen beyond this world that he will come to the light someday in his life.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you might not agree with everybody. People might not agree with you all the time. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let us remember this thing. We face challenges here, and the brother always tells me, look, it's not going to be the last. Amen.
Amen.
Because this is happening, and they will come again and again. You know? But one thing, we see the end from the beginning. We see ourselves as one body, united in the Spirit.
Amen.
Growing in love, rooted in love. This is the way we can walk upon the seas. This is the way we can attain to the faith of God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Where all things are possible. Thank you. Can we stand up?
Thank you.
Amen. Father, we thank you.
Bless you, Lord.
Blessed be your name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, our God.
Thank you. One Spirit, one Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
one Father.
You've given us the power to walk upon your sins, recognizing the I that I am. It is I that walks upon the sea. Jesus walked in a high consciousness. He had ascended the mountain in prayers before he partook of, you know, he went on that sea. High consciousness means walking, realizing that I and the Father are one. It is spiritual consciousness. The moment we forget this, we begin to have problems. We begin to sink down into the sea of perdition, the sea of destruction, fear, bitterness, sorrow of heart. Hallelujah. Amen. But today, he has come to set you, get you free.
Amen.
He has come to get you out. Those people that were sinking like Peter, he's extending his hand of fellowship to get you out of that situation.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every situation you find yourself that looks impossible, the Lord is extending his hand of fellowship to you today.
Amen.
To get you out.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It could be your family. It could be in your documentation. Mm-hmm. It could be in your finances. It could be in your health. Any circumstance around you, the Lord is extending his hand of love to get you out of deep waters.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he calls you to walk upon mighty seas. He will lift you up to more than you think you can ever be.
Yes, Lord.
And he will cause you to walk over every sea as if there is no sea.
Yes, Lord.
It is written that in the New Jerusalem,
amen,
which is the new dispensation in Christ, there is no sea.
Yes.
No sea means there is no more turbulence.
Amen.
No more, you know, waves.
Amen.
You walk in a consciousness of perfect peace.
Amen.
In God, in the bosom of God.
Amen.
Knowing that everything is working out for your good.
Amen.
Because you are in Him.
Amen.
The Father has loved you and the Father has given you all things.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Strengthen us in the inner man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Strengthen us in the inner man.
Amen.
Let it be so in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Let the yokes be broken.
Amen.
Let eyes begin to see.
Amen.
And recognize the I that I am.
Yes.
Amen.
Recognize that one that stands upon the sea.
Amen.
And be united with Him.
Amen.
In love. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
As we conclude the prayer, the Lord just revealed to me, just a few seconds, that Christmas tree, those ones that comes perfect straight up like that. And from it, then I saw white like wool or like snow white, you know, attached to this green Christmas tree, green planted from the ground to the top with a white thing like cuttable like snow. It looks like fruit, but it's white.
Amen.
Just touching and making it beautify it like lights shining out for me. That was what the Lord is
saying
to me.
Christmas still fashion, but we believe that it's the same vibe of God.
Amen.
And we are all connected to that. That is the tree of life.
Amen.
It's one tree and we are all connected to it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our branches were removed. Today God is connecting us back to that vine.
Amen.
So that we can bear fruit, we can shine.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for these words.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.